Pitt Secretariat of the Belmont. They will not catch him. Touchdown, Carter Erickson. 93 yards.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I put myself in this situation. Thankfully, unlike Glenwood's defense, I was able to catch Secretariat. And I had one request for him as I get ready for next week. It would take me all 7 days, but I would ride Secretariat all the way from the edge of Iowa to the wonderful town of Pella for this week's Sounds of the Game. As I walked into the stadium, a very, very interesting thing occurred to me. The amount of people that have come out to support this team is quite intriguing. On both sides. Yes, Pella's fans are phenomenal, but I was especially surprised at how well Indianola's fans traveled. Especially for a game like this. The loud student section, fans coming into the stands, the music playing before the game. The whistles on the field. I never really got the opportunity to see this up close and personal. Finally, after 9 long years in the industry, I finally got my first opportunity to see what it was like to record a football game up close, and boy, let me tell you, I picked a good game to be on the sideline for. It all started, of course, with 2 very important components that go into a pregame before the high school football game. The first was obviously the national anthem. And the school's fight song. The festivities were finally completed, and kickoff was here. It didn't take long for Indianola to get on the board as they scored on the second play of the game, which was a 75-yard touchdown from Kale Kolarik. After the touchdown, I got the opportunity to interview the leader of the Pella student section, who shall remain anonymous, and he offered some good insight.
I'd say we just need some good defense and some good offense. We'll be right back in it. That's our first play of the game. There's a lot of game left.
On the very next possession, Pella kicker Luke Hardman showed off his amazing leg, which I was in awe of.
No way. No way. Did he make that? Wow.
It's not every day you see high school kickers kick 51-yard field goals. The Pella cheerleaders erupted after that field goal. This game also featured one of the best catches I've ever seen, which came from Pella running back Aiden Pollock.
Wide open.
The whole Pella football team responded appropriately. However, it seemed like that every time Pella scored, Indianola responded in their own resounding way. As halftime approached, Indianola appeared to have the opportunity to take the lead. Then chaos ensued. The Indianola coaches dialed up the perfect call.
Go, double!
Here was the result.
Uh-oh, he's got him.
Touchdown!
Carter Erickson came up just short of the goal line. But if you think that play was crazy, wait till you hear what happened on the next play. Excitement switched sides as the officials ruled that Kale Clara tried to throw a pass into the end zone, which was ruled incomplete. I was in disbelief.
What?
With the first half over, it was time for the halftime show. considering it was the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the Pella Marching Band decided to do a hero's tribute, which was performed spectacularly. As the second half was about to begin, I made my way over to the Indianola student section, where I had the opportunity to interview the so-called leaders of the crew.
I think really we just need to come together. There's a couple plays. I mean, we just got to keep focused, keep moving forward.
I think our guys are good from bouncing back when plays don't go their way. They know.
One particular student predicted a certain player would score a touchdown in the second half.
I'm looking for like a touchdown from Kale Kalerick. He's going to run it down the field and hit the pylon, and they'll actually call it a touchdown this time.
The second half began. Heck, as someone that was on the sideline, I even got the opportunity to be in the action and failed miserably.
Whoa, look out. Look out. Look out. Right to me. Oh. I did a terrible job trying to catch that punt.
After embarrassing myself on the field, I decided to make a run for it. Or at least try to. By the time I was done running, Indianola was ready to kick a field goal.
He got it. He got it.
Spoiler alert, I didn't catch that either. Before the third quarter ended, there was another controversial call, this time that went against Pella.
That's interference. Cannot believe they didn't call that.
With Pella down by 7, as we began the fourth quarter, they tried to call the right plays to tie the game.
First and 10 for Flora at their own 36.
You can probably guess what happened next after Pella scored. Yep, that's right. I ran, again, to the other side of the field. Shortly after running the entire length of the field, Kale Kalerick scored a touchdown to make it 44-37, and then I remembered that one particular person said that he would score. I went back over and asked him, what does Indianola need to do to close out the victory?
I think they needed the defense needs to come out there and just not let number 4 get out of the pocket.
And wouldn't you know it, that son of a gun did it again. On second down, corner blitz was called.
Oh my gosh!
Then on the very next play, it was called again.
Oh my gosh, they did the corner blitz again?
After Pella threw incomplete on fourth and long, I did come to a rather satisfying conclusion.
This was worth the running. Saying it right now, I probably ran about, I don't know, maybe 200, 250 yards at least.
And with me running that much, I came to this realization.
I'm the most macho of men.
Watching this game, I was not disappointed. But unfortunately, someone had to come on the wrong side of it, and it was Pella. With how well both teams played, I was honored to get sounds of the game from both sides. For KNIA, KRLS Sports, and Football Friday Night, I'm Alex Cook.